St. Nicholas Fair in York is one of the largest Christmas markets in the north of England, and probably well worth a visit. But trust her indoors to book us for a day trip there on one of the coldest, snowiest days of the year. When I was a young man, the cold never troubled me, but these days it's a serious issue. There's something worrying about the realisation that the next lavatory is 65 miles away. Our problems began when we got on the bus in Oldham and her indoors couldn't fasten the seat belt. I ended up reaching across and down behind her to fasten it. I don't know what the young woman in the seat ahead of me thought I was up to, but you can get arrested for that kind of behaviour. We got to York about 10-ish. Cold? I bumped into a brass monkey crying his eyes out. "Look on the bright side," I told him. "Your ex'll never be able to sting you for child support." We ambled through streets chock-a-block with stalls selling everything from Christmas baubles to China Santas, all at hugely inflated prices, and with buyers queuing up to be parted from the money, this junk disappeared faster than Blackburn Rovers' hopes of a point at Old Trafford. We'd only been walking 10 minutes and I was frozen, so we hit the cafeteria in British Home Stores. It was the only place in town where we could get a seat. We tried Betty's Tea Rooms, but they were queuing outside and 50 yards down the road there. God only knows what Betty was offering with her mince pies. I haven't seen a queue like that since Last Tango in Paris was on at the Gaumont. When visiting York, an amble through shambles is practically obligatory. It's aptly named. The entire street looks like an advert for Cowboy Builders Limited. According to a plaque on the wall, it was rebuilt about 1400. Serves 'em right. You should never let a bricky loose on the site after the pubs are shut. And you should see the state of some of those upper floors. Had they never heard of plumb lines? They were so close together that if you opened the window, the bloke over the street would be mopping up your gravy with his bread. We continued our walk around the streets, well, limp around the streets in my case, and then we made the key purchase, the one thing that the whole day was about. £5 of potatoes on the open market. Her indoors forgot to buy them in Tesco's. And I wouldn't give a bugger, but she put them in my rucksack. I'm the one who's disabled. I'm the one who walks with a stick, and she still uses me as a bloody pack mule. By 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd had enough. The cold was reaching parts I'd forgotten I had, and to make matters worse, the elastic in my Y-fronts had snapped. There's nothing worse than wearing thin trousers when your trolleys have sunk to knee level. According to her indoors, it's not good form to drop your pants and pin your Y-fronts to your vest in the middle of the street. So after purchasing a ball of festive string, that's ordinary string in a Christmassy carrier bag, and 2 safety pins for emergency underwear repair, I asked a policeman where the nearest lavatories were. He gave me directions in Klingon. Oh, that's what it sounded like. The only words I understood were right and left. I eventually found the place by trial and error, and they had the nerve to charge me 40p to pee. I told the woman, I said, I'm not offering to buy the bog. All in all, out of pocket by many, many pounds, not to mention the cost of potatoes, string and safety pins, I was glad to get back on the Sherrymang for the journey home. And I'd had an out to eat with a bacon sandwich, and I bought that from a place that specialises in Cornish pasties. Work that one out. Next year I'm going to Oldham's Christmas market in July.